Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. These best friends do everything together. Become teachers, get married, and sleep with their high school students. Riley Greason and Brooklyn Schuler, both staffers at Georgia's Calhoun High School, and both have sex, well, that's one way of putting it, with male students over a three-month period. Riley Greason allegedly victimized two students, while Schuler allegedly victimizes a third.
Nancy, police have not revealed the students' ages, but we do know they did attend Calhoun High School and met Greason and Schuler as school staff. Greason and Schuler each served as each other's maid of honor at their weddings. While Greason's husband has publicly stood by his wife amid the allegations, Schuler's spouse has reportedly filed for divorce.
Best friends, Greason and Schuler, now behind bars, together, each facing a charge of sex contact by an employee. A Florida family having fun in the sun in the pool when a stranger comes into the backyard through their home. Jose Barbosa approaches one of the children and touches their face before the family's screaming makes him retreat back into the family home. When the family climbs the back fence to escape, Barbosa helps himself to a few beers and a bag of chips. Barbosa then barricades himself in the home for nearly an hour before surrendering to cops. Jose Barbosa, 42, now charged with burglary, battery, and theft. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Wisconsin, a man has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the brutal murder of a 5-year-old boy. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Our friends with the Milwaukee Journal report that 27-year-old David Petora received the sentence from Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Gene Kies for his role in the death of Prince McCree last year. Petora had been living with the child's family along with a then 15-year-old boy. According to prosecutors, Petora and the teenager beat Prince to death in the basement of the home using their fists, a barbell, a concrete bird feeder, and a golf club. After the attack, they hid the boy's body in a dumpster. During the sentencing, Petora expressed that he did not believe he deserved parole and stated that he would deserve the death penalty if it were available in Wisconsin. His attorney, Russell Jones, had argued for the possibility of parole after 40 years, but the judge ruled otherwise. Petora pleaded guilty to first-degree intentional homicide in June, leading to the dropping of additional charges of child abuse and hiding a corpse. The motive behind the killing remains unclear, though Petora mentioned that the teenager had expressed a desire to harm Prince because he did not like him. The teenager involved in the case, now 16, is facing charges in adult court, including first-degree intentional homicide. His attorney is seeking to move the case to juvenile court. The case has prompted legislative action, with Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signing a law in April to expand the state's missing person alerts for children.
The Wisconsin legislation was inspired in part by Prince's death and another high-profile case involving the murder of 14-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls in 2022. A New Jersey man has been sentenced to life in prison for the second time in connection with the brutal murder of a woman found in her burning home nearly a dozen years ago. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
49-year-old Daniel Roche has now been sentenced for the 2012 death of 70-year-old Barbara Veneri, an East Coast Rutherford real estate agent. According to our friends at NorthJersey.com, Veneri was beaten and set on fire while still alive. Her body was discovered inside her home. Roche's first conviction was overturned in 2022 when an appellate court ruled that the DNA evidence linking him to the crime was unreliable. He was retried this year and convicted in April on multiple charges, including murder, arson, felony murder, desecration, hindering, and false swearing. Bergen County Judge Christopher Caslow handed down the life sentence, which under state law typically means 75 years, with a requirement that 85% of the sentence be served before eligibility for parole. Additionally, Roche received 10-year sentences for the arson and desecration convictions, along with lesser terms for the other charges. Judge Caslow described the murder as brutal and senseless and noted Roche's lack of remorse, highlighting his, quote, striking tone and demeanor during police interviews. During the sentencing, Roche proclaimed his innocence in court, claiming that the true perpetrator had not been brought to justice. Roche's attorney, Eric Feinberg, argued that his client had lost valuable years of his life during his incarceration and unsuccessfully sought a new trial. Roche's mother, Janet, spoke in court court, asserting that her son had a warm relationship with Venneri and suggesting that his visit to her home days before her death was misinterpreted by law enforcement.
Prosecutors had argued that Roche intended to rob Venneri to pay a debt of $11,000 to an ex-girlfriend.
Thanks, John. Bob and Christy Dale hire a babysitter for their three children and spend the evening attending a friend's wedding in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Bob Dale, 33, has a few too many at the reception, but Christy is not ready to go home. She loads Bob into the passenger seat of their car and drives downtown to meet friends at a bar. Christy leaves Bob asleep in the passenger seat. When she returns, 12:30 a.m., he's gone. She returns home to check on their children and take the babysitter home, then goes back downtown to look for Bob. She calls all their friends, but no one has seen him since the reception. Extensive searches from downtown all the way back to their home turn up nothing. Bob Dale, 5'7", 165 pounds, dark hair, brown eyes, usually wears a mustache. Bob, now missing 28 years. If you have info on Bob Dale, call Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan PD, 906-632-5744. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and join us on our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.